Everybody loves McDonald's fries. So, yes, you accused your mom of stealing some of your fries on the way home. But the bag did feel a little light. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
This episode is sponsored by Blue Moho Capital. This is the OXS Jamaica podcast, Reasonings with Odessa. Episode 23. I'm out of breath. Oh my gosh, I love this dance. This dance is called the Gwe, which was done by Disha Ravers, big up yourself, niece. And it's performed by no other than Ravers Clavers himself. Ding dong! This song is really like, love. I love it so much. And the challenge is dope. So far, my favorite person that's done a challenge is Nyanta from Brick and Lace and Wayne and Tammy Chin Mitchell because they're just cute. All right, guys, it's season four, baby. We are back. And guys, we are visual. So don't forget to head over to our YouTube channel, OXS Jamaica, and check out all the past people that we have had a good reasonings with. And we have a lot more in store. Right now, we are going to be talking to the fabulous, iconic Stacey McKenzie. She's a supermodel. She's a motivating speaker. She does so much. And we reasoned, we cried, we laughed in this interview. It's just so cool. So, guys, get buzzing because this one I buzz. And let's head over and listen to Stacey McKenzie for this Reasonings with Odessa. Guys, so this is Reasonings with me, of course, Odessa, and I'm so happy to have my girl Stacey McKenzie. Stacey, supermodel, philanthropist, actress. What else can I say? You know, the one thing that you don't do is sing.
No, we can't DJ though.
Oh God! So you're your Jane of all trades, Stacey. Oh my God! Welcome to Reason.
I'm so happy to find.
I know it's COVID and all those things.
Oh yeah, we can't do that, right? Okay, no, whatever. We're good, we clean,
we sprayed up and right? Everything. So, Stacey, you know how long may I try to get you to do this song?
How long ago? 1 year?
Lord Jesus, about a year.
Terrible,
about
right?
About a year. But you've been very, very busy.
Very, very busy. Yeah.
How's COVID been treating you?
You too, you've been very busy too.
I know.
But how's COVID treating me?
Yeah.
You know what? Fine. I mean, I'm happy that me, my family, my friends, we're all healthy. We're all safe,
mm-hmm.
And that's the most important thing. Like, you know, we're alive.
Yeah.
So it's definitely been fine, but, you know, I know people that, you know, it's not so fine and mm-hmm. it's had issues with it, of course. And you know, maybe have contracted it or have family members or friends that have contracted it. So, you know, so that's not, you know, the best. But in general, just me and my family, my friends were mm-hmm. good. Thank God, yeah.
Give thanks. Listen, we met. It was Sashi 2001.
Right?
And Stacey was like the big model. And she still is a big model, but you know what I mean? Like,
yes, yeah.
When you walked into that room and I was with Kevin Lee.
Kevin!
I don't know if Claudette was there with us at the time,
yes,
but Claudette it was me.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know if she was. I don't know. I can't remember. It was me and Kevin. And you just came up to him and you were like, are you named Kevin Lee? And Kevin just stood there like, in his mind, he's like, that's Stacey McKenzie, the model. She know me? And I was like, yeah, I love you, rare, rare, rare. And from that, we just, all of us, like, between all of us, we clicked and we just became friends and we've always kept in contact with each other. Yeah. But a lot of people don't really know. They know you as Stacey McKenzie, supermodel from Canada, even though you're Jamaican.
No, Jamaican. From
but
Jamaican.
A lot of people never know, say, really, really. Yad, yad, yad.
Yeah, I don't know because I always make it very, very clear.
Yeah.
Say, yad, yeah, where come from? Even with their foreign. I mean, when we first moved to Canada, what them do? They put me in the ASL class because them claim, say, we don't speak proper English and them foolishness there.
Really? Right?
Yeah. Yeah, but me not understand. Like it's interesting because a lot of people didn't realize that say I'm Jamaican. But like I was saying, I've always been very vocal about a Jamaican will come from me. Yeah, the number one. You know, me I still like me not forget where we come from. And you know, my mother always instilled that in me too. Like when she moved us to Canada, you know, she's always like, you know, remind me like, you know, like don't forget where you come from. Mm-hmm. So. Which is great, you know.
What age did you move to Canada?
Well, she wanted us to move to Canada to have a better life, right? In terms of like, you know, for her to get work and all of that good stuff, right? So that's why we moved.
Which is
there.
A normal, which is a normal thing.
But
what age did you move from? And you
13.
Wow.
Yeah.
So you
it was
lived.
A shock.
Yeah. So you moved from, where did you move from? Where's your origins been? Kingston.
In Kingston. I was born in Almontown.
Yeah.
Right. Slipen Road.
Big up yourself. Yep. Big up to all the Slipen Road. Massive.
Bruh. Yeah. Central Branch Alliance School.
Yeah. What was it like growing up in Jamaica between that time? What was it like for you as a youth, as a young girl?
You know what? I loved being home. I mean, I loved being a Jamaican. Mm-hmm. Growing up here, it had its good and it had its bad.
As usual.
The bad part for me was because I was so different looking, mm-hmm. you know, people used to always make fun of me and call me the typical dundus and mongoose and yellow one daughter and things. Eh? So that wasn't nice.
That's hard.
Right? So that part was hard, but other than that, I mean, we're not nice in Jamaica. Mm-hmm. All people, mm-hmm. us as a people, like, we're just very outgoing, very fun, very, you know, very talented,
yeah.
right? You know, very boisterous, like, you know, joyful, like, you know what I'm saying? So the food bad, the food wicked, you know what I'm saying?
Pork.
You know, the food good, you know what I'm saying? Like, we're not for dressed, we're not for care of ourselves.
Swagger.
You know, like, even just to walk in a certain neighborhood, like, if you go uptown, you know, uptown look nice. If you're in downtown, even downtown, like, have its qualities as well.
Yeah.
So. You know what I'm saying? Just a different vibe. So for me, it was like, you know, Jamaica's heaven for me.
Yeah.
And it's always been. But the bad part was just, you know, being, you know, made fun of a lot, right?
And that's hard.
I didn't like that. But what I think for me, too, it was more so harder that it was like, we came from family. Strangers been in my mind so much, even though it still will hurt a bit. But
your own family.
But when it comes from own a family,
yeah.
that never nice. Yeah.
How so we're going to go a little bit further into what how you develop that and the whole camp and everything like that, but we want to know how Stacey McKenzie went from the girl growing up from Slipen Road to walking for
first from Almontown right Almontown then Slipen
to walking the catwalk for Jean Paul Gaultier. So how did that happen? How did you meet Jean Paul Gaultier? How did you get to Paris?
Yeah, right.
All that happened, just like
all God's doing. You know, that's like I originally wanted to be a doctor, right?
Okay.
And then when that didn't make out, what happened? My sister came to visit and she brought a magazine. And then the magazine was to go to another magazine and I'm gonna look weird like me,
yeah.
Right? So I was like, you know, who's that? And then my final says he's a fashion designer, and you know, the person that was in the picture with him, like, you know, what is modeling for a show? So I'm like, muggle. So I'm like, that's what my final said, muggle, you know, like, muggling is a job,
yeah,
it's a career as well. Cause me never didn't know that. So I was like, muggles is a career. So we never know that. Me can't muggle. Cause me always look good in my church clothes and school clothes. So me can't muggle too, right? So it was from there. That's how, you know, I was like, I wanted to be a model.
Yeah.
So I moved by Canada now. Like here, I mean, there was no agencies at the time.
Not at that time.
Right? So we used to
I don't know if Pulse was
no, around. There was no agent. No.
Wow.
There was nothing with muggling here at that time. Maybe before then, because like Grace Jones did a little bit of stuff here, I think, and there was another the Marley's
Orita?
No, no.
Oh, no, no, Cindy.
I think she did something.
Miss World, from her Miss World thing.
But, there was no, I didn't know of any, we didn't hear of any modeling. No. Like, yeah, we thought it was like a fountain, you know?
We had beauty pageants.
Right, beauty pageants, but we didn't have any like high fashion, commercial, no.
Yeah.
So, you know, I was, so when I was here, I was like, all right, I'm going to teach myself how to walk. We'll find out what we need for turning up to become a model. So I said, I'm going to teach myself how to walk and how to take pictures. Yeah. So how to take pictures, we used to look at my dresser mirror. I used to emulate different characters like sad faces, happy faces.
Everybody loves McDonald's fries. So yes, you accused your mom of stealing some of your fries on the way home. But the bag did feel a little light.
Ba-da-ba-ba-ba. And you know, like, you know, distressed faces, whatever.
So you were serious.
I was serious. And I would emulate those faces and, you know, and do those characters. And that's how I taught myself how to pose. And then how to walk, I used to take my mom's shoes, put them in a school bag and bring them to school. And I used to change my shoes. And that's how I learned how to walk in a high.
Wow.
Yeah, so I didn't have anything much to go on other than that. And then from there, I went to, when we go to Canada now, we find out some modeling schools.
Wow.
We still have no about agencies. We find out about schools. Through the newspaper, we find out about the schools. So we convinced someone, I said, we want to do it, whatever. We want to go to modeling school. Because she wasn't in it. She's like, mother, you're mad. Prostitution. Hey, girl, you're not having anything to do.
Because you're Christian. Right?
Right? She's like, no. I didn't have to doctor, lawyer, nurse, or one of them. But anyways, we convinced her. So she said, all right. So she said, we're going to school. But she said, we're going to school, though. They bought her about $1,500. And we're Jamaican.
Did you imagine your mother
said, what? My mom was like, 54. Right? So, it's, you know, and it's a 3-month course, whatever. So we're just telling my mother for like a question on the money, which she did. And, you know, and then that's how we got into school on $50.
Wow.
And what I did was when I got into school, I observed and watched how what they did in the school, how they taught the girls and boys and all that stuff. And that's how I, you know, I learned how to, you know, like, you know, about the business side of it, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I was like, okay, school. But then we found out about agency.
Mm-hmm.
And then I realized, okay, the agency is the more legit one,
mm-hmm.
right? Okay. So we just said, well, man, I pay $50. We go to school for about a month and a half. And then we left. We pay the rest
You're
of the
so
money.
You're so smart.
Right?
You're so smart for
and then try to go get the agency, right? And then we never, I didn't get an agency. And we tried a lot in Canada. And nobody never wanted to go. Them said that I was too different looking.
Mm-hmm.
And there's not a market for me, right? But then we find out about New York.
Yeah.
So when I was like 15, this aspiring agent, I took a bus, a Greyhound bus, to New York.
Wow.
And I spent the day there, and I made a list of all, what I used to do was I would make a list of all the agencies, and went to go see all the agencies. All the big agencies, you have to have somebody like that was like, you know, known or whatever, or reputable, that mm-hmm. would contact on your behalf
mm-hmm.
and get an appointment for you. Meanwhile, that kind of person, so we would just change up my advice and pretend to be an agent from Jamaica, Colombia, for Space McKenzie. So that would do. And I got to see like Elite, Ford, all the top agencies I got to see, plus all the other agencies as well. But they all said no. So then we'll come back to Canada now. And then when I was like about 15, I ended up meeting this aspiring agent guy. And he was like, you know, he came up to me. I was in a club. Don't ask me what I was doing in a club. But he came up to me and he was like, have you ever thought about being a model? I'm like, my youth, this is my mother already. And he was like, okay, whatever.
Yeah.
And he's like, well, I'm going to New York and I'm taking, you know, some girls with me to get it signed. I'm like, I'm coming with you.
Wow.
And he was like, how old are you? I'm like 15, but it's okay. I'm coming with you.
Wow.
He's like, you have to speak to your mom. I'm like, Shella, all right.
Yeah.
Me, I'll come with you. One day, me, I'll come with you.
You just followed.
I'm going to tell him, not even know what we'll get from mom. I'm not going to tell my brother. Sorry, mom. I'm going to lie. I'm going with him for the day. And all the agency that did, I said no. And then one agency now, she said, the only one I'm interested in is me. So she put up on me now.
Because you have the look.
He thinks I'm a ton big bugger.
Yeah.
You know, one bugger something, I'll make one bugger money or whatever. She told me to go pop my bags and come back to New York. Me come back to Canada, drop out of school and go. back to Angola New Year. No woman look at me. The same woman will tell me such a woman. Pass me the password, pass me. So I call to her, okay, this so and so. And she was like, who? I'm like, I'm the girl who said Stacey McKenzie. You told me to go pack my bags and come back from Canada. She's like, oh, I'm not interested. Yep. I walk off. Yep.
How did that make you, so how did you feel? Like, you're 15.
You're 15. Yeah, it was.
So, of course, you're ball. By the way, Stacey loves ball.
No, I'm saying, yeah, I'm at my ball right now. No, that's it. So, boy, you want me to drink something right
there? No, I have drinks. No, but she, so.
Yo, my ball.
15 years old. With a ball, with a ball.
My ball, coming in New York. I don't know nobody, like. You know, and I don't have nobody, I don't have no family, I don't have there, I don't have friends. So I'm just like, I'm stuck, you know? Because I'm drop out of school. My mother ended up kicking me out too.
Wow.
Because she was upset that I was dropping out of school to pursue modeling. And she gave me that, you know, right to do so. Right? I took it upon myself. So she said, all right, go on, let's say
you
take
something, well, come
go
on.
Go on to business, right? Go on, walk to business then. So I didn't have nowhere to go. It was.
That was.
It was tough. It was tough. And then, you know, so you have a ball and
all. No, don't cry. Because I ain't got enough tissues for you.
So, we just say, no, we'll just try one more time. So, we have a list of my old list from before. We'll go back and see all of them again. I did it. Yeah. And I want to say elite now. I'm going to go back to elite before, you know, and they said no. But this time, when we go, and Lady was there. And she was like, who are you? Wow, you'd be a great model. I'm like, I know, I am already. Come sign me. And then she was like, wow, you know, you're so cool looking. I'm like, really?
Wow,
I'm like,
here, that's the first person.
First person. I was like, here, I'm in. Okay. All right. I'm going to be in. And then she said, okay, let me see what I could do. And she went to go talk to the owner. The owner was not having it. And she came back. And then she was like, you have 3 months. She's like, we got 3 months.
To get
She's like, you got to prove yourself. And she goes, and if you don't prove yourself and do good, I'm out of a job too.
Wow.
So she was like, go. She told me the same thing. Forgot pop my bag. See me, my girl. Remember my
bag. They're right here.
Let me ask you. And she sent me to the place. And anyways, long story short. You know,
the modeling house.
House, yes.
Oh, so that does exist.
And then, I was there for like about a month. I realized I'm too young for that by myself. Because certain things that happen that we never
hear right. Yeah,
and I was just like, no, so my mother raised me like, you know, I'm a Christian.
And
she raised me, you know, a certain way on them things. That, no, we can't run them things there. So I check myself and say, no, I'm going to go back to my mother, bigger for take my home.
Mm-hmm.
And I need to go back to school.
Mm-hmm.
I get my mind, get
your mind
my
right.
Education, get my mind right. Once I'm more mature, then I could go back and go for it again.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what I did. I went back home. You know, I was embarrassed to go back to high school. So I went to, I took night classes, you know, like got my, I was supposed to get my diploma. I ended up getting it later. And then from there, and I saved some money. I worked like a couple jobs, saved some money. And I was like, I'm going to France. I'm going to Paris. I'm going to fashion capital of the world. That's where my career is going to start. That's where I'm going. I'm going to try there and see what happens.
And that's what happened.
And I went there and, all agencies said no. And then it just so happened that this girl that I met, she introduced me to somebody who introduced me to a small agency. And that guy was like, let me give you a try. And when he's like, the first appointment he sent me to was Gautier.
Wow. And I didn't know that. Like, just completely the whole circle.
Yeah. And when I went to see Gautier, I didn't know I was actually meeting him. And it was a casting. And it was like hundreds of models.
Because Gautier was the shit at that time.
Oh, still is. And
still
is
the shit to me and you.
Yeah, but
it was all about
Gautier. All about, yeah. And it was, I did not know Cena. But when I went to go up to present myself, that's when I first saw him and realized that's what I'm seeing. I'm surprised with my break though, because up to this day, I'm team voted like... Why?
It's
God's doing this thing, man. Because it, like Odessa, we didn't always have this feeling from a final about modeling. Say Odessa, I belong.
That's your destiny.
That, for some reason, it just in my spirit says that's my thing and that's what I'm supposed to do.
Mm-hmm.
And I should just keep trying and not give up on it.
Wow.
And you know, and I'm really happy to the Most High giving us strength because there's enough times when we don't want to give up on it. Enough times. enough times with the one.
And this is why your story has to be told. Are you still going to be working on this movie? We're going to pause for a call. One second. All right, so Stacey, your story is like, they always say, you know, rags to riches, but even though you never grew up really rags, you understand me, but it's a story of triumph. And are you still going to be working on this movie that you, about your life?
Oh, yeah.
It's still happening.
I can't get too much into it, but it's definitely still happening. Oh, yeah.
Who do you think that would play
me?
You
know what? That's such a hard, I don't know.
Because there's not a lot of women that have your face.
No, but you know what though? The thing about an actor as well too, they have to be able to transform.
And I'm after Jamaica Khan.
No, but not.
Who needs an alarm in the morning when McDonald's has sausage, egg, and cheese McGriddles and a breakfast cutoff? Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
It would be great if they're Jamaican, for sure.
Like, I would love that. You can't have them without a little Jamaican accent.
No. They have to. I would love for them to be
a Jamaican.
Oh,
man.
I would love. Like, whoever plays my younger me, you know, teenage me, and older me, has to be Jamaican, right? I would love.
Yeah.
Right? But I know that, like, even because they've fought a couple girls that look like me and all of that, but they still have to be able to have that energy and attitude that I have as well, or portray that, right? So, but I was thinking, I'm like, who? I don't know.
I don't know who could.
I was like, who I'm thinking of? I'm like, I don't think she could really transform into me, like Viola Davis. Yeah. I don't think that's possible. Is it possible? You know what I mean? But I don't know.
Wow. Yeah, so casting is going to be very, very, very hard.
Yeah, but I think it's going to happen, though. Yeah. I think it's going to happen, you know? I would really, really hope and wish and pray that it's definitely a Jamaican girl.
Yeah.
Right? It would be really nice, you know, to have one of my own.
Play. And we'll bust somebody new. We have another next Stacey.
Because I'm all about, as well too, I'm all about, like, not only just my people, but also, you know, people that, you know, like, are up and coming, right? Because I know what it feels like to be on that end where, and you know what it feels like too, to not have that, you know, to be starting out and not having that support.
We have a build right now.
Yeah. So I would love for it to be.
What do you say to young girls that are like you and have had your upbringing, whether you're a fair skin, they look like you? Because remember, not all, so quote unquote, light skins, you are like a red Igbo. Ibo tribe in Africa.
Oh, really?
They look like you, same type of hair, look, everything. So, you know, we have the mixed chick, light skin, and then you have the black, which is what you are.
Yeah.
You understand me? And then you have dark skin girls that are told that they're ugly all of their life. Mm. What do you have to say to them? Because you're working with the Walk Camp and you're mentoring young girls.
Camp. Yeah, I love my camp.
And
I love it.
What is it that you talk? What is it that you tell these young girls?
Well, I tell them it's very important for them to love who they are.
Mm-hmm.
Love themselves first and foremost. Because if you don't love you, right? If you don't have a strong sense of self, if you don't have that love for yourself, right? Then people is going to be able to walk all over you and do whatever they want with you, right? You know what I'm saying? But you need to love who you are first and foremost.
Mm-hmm.
You need to own who you are, right? You need to understand that the most I made you, right? I made one of you.
I made you unique.
Right? I made you unique, right?
Mm-hmm.
We all have flaws. Every one of us in this world has flaws. No matter what you see them on Monday, I do plastic surgery. I try to make them face look extra, you know, like no wrinkles and things. You know, they're about to be done and things. Trust and believe, like, you know what I'm saying? They're still not perfect. And I will never be perfect, right? I'm also telling them to, because the majority of my girls, especially in Jamaica, they're all, of course, always black little girls. In Canada, it's predominantly black little girls as well, too. Especially our black little girls. Make sure I tell them, say them are God's people. And then if you recognize that and know that, say, listen, you are God's people, right? You are God's child, right? You are the chosen one, exactly, right?
I go out every day.
I know that because they don't
make it. They don't. I make it my duty every time I see a little black girl. I tell them that they're beautiful.
Yeah.
And it's not hue. It could be a little light skinned girl. But I still tell every little black girl,
yeah, you're beautiful.
That you are beautiful. Yeah. Look at your hair. Look at your skin. Look at your freckles. And I make them feel good. You know,
Don't let nobody tell you anything otherwise.
Yeah, don't let no one tell you otherwise.
Always remember, right? Always remember what I told you. That lady that was randomly just, you know.
Walking
and that makes a difference. Like, I feel like I want to cry.
You know, it does make a huge difference. It really does.
See, like, you tell her to cry.
Cry, man. Cry.
Get it together.
No, let it out.
We're reasoning.
Yeah, man.
Without alcohol.
Right? You're crying.
Could you imagine if we had alcohol?
If she had alcohol, she wouldn't be crying.
Oh, my God. I wouldn't. I'd be even more.
But it's a good thing you do that. And it's very important for us to do that as well, too, because you never know what that person is going through. Right? I've had numerous times where I've told, you know, from a child to an adult, you know, wow, you're gorgeous. Wow, you're beautiful. And a person is like,
what?
Really? You think so? Like, oh my gosh, you don't understand how much you made my, like, week because I've been feeling so down about myself. You never know what the person is going through. And every one of us go through something. But for my little girls, I always tell them, like, listen, yeah, man, love yourself first and foremost. And even if I'm like, and I always remind them too, I tell them too, listen, there's always going to be people that like you, love you, and hate you no matter what. You can't please people. You're not here to please people.
That's right.
The only person you are here to please is God.
That's right.
Nobody else but God.
That's right.
I am on your father. Okay, I don't know, the parents are gonna get mad after me.
God comes first.
You know what I said? Yeah. Like, and I'm like, but you know, if anybody I tell them say you know you're less than who you are, right? Don't listen to that. Don't say you're God's chosen child, right? You're God's chosen people.
The camp, the walk camp. Tell us about this because I'm a part of it.
I
love mentoring kids and young girls especially. And I was even on like a live last night talking to one of my sisterings about how we need to, as black women, to mentor our young girls more.
And boys.
So I sit down on the corner and I have my little reasonings with the youth, I like to talk to the boys and see where their headspace is as well. So tell us about it. Tell everybody a little.
Oh, so my walk camp is a camp that I started. Originally, it came from my Walk This Way workshops. Mm-hmm. So that's my company where I train aspiring models and established models as well of all aspects of the industry. But while I was doing my going around communities within certain neighborhoods, and I was like, you know, meeting with the youths in certain communities that I came from, that I grew up in, right? I was told that nobody would come back and, you know, meet with them and like talk to them.
And this is in Canada.
This was in Canada first, right? This is what it started out there. Mm-hmm. I've always wanted to do a girls' camp here at home, but at the time it wasn't happening. Mm-hmm. I was trying to get the help and all of that, and like the setup. And you know, if I'm not here, you know, it's a problem. You know, what I'm saying? So I'd have to be here, right? But it started off in Canada, and I was like, all right, let me start it off there, whatever. Then I have the opportunity to do it, start off there, go in certain communities with my fellow little black girls, right? And like, you know, and just, you know, like make it happen. So I was told by actually a little boy that nobody would ever come and visit them. Nobody come.
Wow.
And there were certain people that came from those communities that made it a name for themselves, but they never came back. And they never come back and come check for the youths and talk to the youths of them. So they were saying, like, you know, it was the first time they're experiencing anything like this where, you know, someone like me comes to them and check for them, you know, see whatever they need and them things there. Or just, you know, just to come talk to them, even just to come reason with them. Right? So I sat there and I was like, it really brought tears to my eyes and hurt in my heart because because there's so many of us that come from them places.
Yeah, from inner city, you know, communities,
like,
from the ghetto.
Really? Like, really?
Or even some kids grew up rich and they still have
friends, you know, in the hood and all
in
that.
The hood,
right? Yeah.
And they have issues.
Yeah.
Family.
Yeah. So it really broke my heart and I was like, you know what, we have to do something. So let's come from the spirit. Like, we really, really have to, like, you know, just start the camp. Even if we just, because originally I wanted to start at home first.
Yeah.
And bring it across the islands, right? The Caribbean islands. Mm-hmm. But kick it off in Jamaica first. But when that wasn't working out yet, start from where we can.
Start from,
yeah. So we just say, all right, we're going to call all of our friends and we're in the industry. We're top of top.
Yeah.
And whoever, you know, whatever, in their respective fields, let's reach out to them and let's ask them to donate a couple hours of their time. Mm-hmm. Come tell their story and also give the girls a hands-on workshop mm-hmm. as to how to get into their industries mm-hmm. and respective fields. Mm-hmm. And that's how it all started. And I tell you, like the first one I did, I mean, everybody that I called up, practically every one of them, you know, came through and said yes. And it was just like crazy, like back to back showing up, like, you know, mentors like Dina Puglisi, Tracy Moore, who are like, you know, TV hosts in Canada.
Yeah, yeah.
Right. It was just a designer, Sunny Fong. This designer, Sunny Fong, literally brought materials, like tons of materials, brought his team and had them like teach them how to sew. Brought, had even the mannequins. It was crazy. Right? Like it was just the most beautiful thing. And the girls were just they were just like in heaven with it.
Yeah.
You know, it's to the point now where my first batch of girls, they're like 18 years old now, right? Because the girls are 12 to 17. So the first set of girls are like 18, 19, 20 years old now. And they're like, they're calling me up to this day, like, Miss Stacy, when can I come to the camp again? I'm like,
hey, y'all, what's up? It's Devin here from Money Honeys. If you're a fan of learning about your business and finances through storytelling and pop culture, then you got to be sure to check out and subscribe to Money Honeys, a show that covers the nitty-gritty of maintaining your personal wealth through fun conversation. And you know what? It's brought to you exclusively by the Revolt Podcast Network, anchored in hip-hop, powered by creators.
Woman, you're over age. Okay, gonna come. Well, can I come just hang with you?
Yeah, volunteer? Yeah.
Which is great, you know. So yeah, but it was even more rewarding when I brought it home.
Yeah,
like it was very rewarding, you know, in a firing in a Canada, but. You know, I understand.
They don't have enough.
We don't have enough of these in Jamaica.
And those girls are just like, they're so.
No.
Like, just looking at the different personalities, I'm doing a flashback from last year.
Right?
And the personalities of the girls, like, there's some that just
like, feel like, social, like
you know, and then there's some that are really talkative, you can see their faces intense. And then there's some that are just very shy and don't know what to do or what to talk about.
It's but they're just, I tell you, when I brought it, when, you know, doing the camp home, you're like, it's
I'm looking forward to the
and, and having you, like, I still thank you so much because you don't understand. Man. And it's still like, for Auntie Odessa, is she coming back?
I'm
like, hold on a second. You are come back next year.
Yeah,
Auntie, boy. But look, walk. No, every minute, because we have a group.
Yeah.
And I keep in touch with all of them, eh?
I love that.
Right? And they're like, Auntie Stacy, you all right? You're good? You need anything? I'm like, sure, I'm going to need some courage. You
know?
I have to feel like, boy, I'm bumping every Miss Fowler.
Yeah, and they bring it.
No, no, because you're all over the place, right? I got them from all over Kingston. So yeah, but you know, we check, you know, we look out for
them. I love it.
But it's been the best, and it's been even just more rewarding bringing it home here.
Yeah.
Because this is where it all began. This I guess I'm gonna come from.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, deep to the max. You know what I said? So it's like we have to, you know, like, you know, reach out from you to them here, you know? So it was just, I had you, I had Sharon Schroeder, the High Commissioner of Canada, Lauren Peters.
She was great.
You know, I met her at a Food for the Poor event where we're building a school in the area in St. Anne's. I met her there. I asked her, and the woman said yes. And the woman called me. Miss Peters called me. And was on it, like,
she was very involved.
She was like, so when is the date? Don't forget to send me the date. I was like, whoa. I was just so amazed and just so, like, you know, blessed, like, you know, for people like you guys. Because honestly, like, I honestly never thought that so many of you guys would come through the way you guys did.
No.
Well, you guys really, like, come through and beyond.
I've been mentoring, and I want to keep it going. When I first moved to Jamaica, I mentored young girls with another program. And I'm still in touch with my mentees.
Nice.
We had to wait for them to go through school to college.
Yeah.
And you know, keep on with them. And we're still in touch. And they migrated to America. We're still in touch.
You feel like a mom, right? Like,
yes, they are. My kids, man.
It's just been very rewarding. Like, I love it. I love it. And I can't, and I'm looking forward to the next one, which of course you're going to be, you're going to be an ongoing mentor. Right. You know,
And I don't even want to talk to you about, well, we talk about that later, but we'd like, I'd like to bring it to Africa.
I'd like
to do one or two, walk the walk camps possibly.
I'd love to bring it to Africa. I would love to go there. You know, I definitely want to hit, the Caribbean first, because I feel like, you know, well, I'm Caribbean.
We should talk Trinidad.
You know, well needed in the Caribbean. Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
Young girls need it.
Even South America as well, too. Like, well needed. And Africa, of course. Those places. But more like taco food, you know? So we look at island them and them things there.
And lock it in. One.
Especially the whole of Jamaica. Yeah.
Lock it in. Stacey, what is, when you're in Canada, what is it that you miss about Jamaica the most?
You know, miss everything about Jamaica. Everything. So we can't wait for a break. So we can't come home. We miss everything. We miss my family. We miss my friends. We miss the culture. We miss the people. And, you know, we miss like our downtown, you know, the crossroad for the grocery shopping.
Yeah.
Right? Halfway tree. Right? We miss the food. We miss the sun. We miss the sea. We can't swim. We're always in the sea. You know what I'm saying? Like, we just miss everything about the yard. Like, nowhere in a nice like yard.
Nowhere
in
a better.
Nowhere.
It's true.
Nowhere. For me, nowhere in a nice like yard in life. If we go to heaven, if I have the opportunity and the blessings to go to heaven. But, you know, we miss everything. But we love Jamaica, you know? Yeah. You don't understand. Let me tell you how much we love Jamaica. So when we first started in the industry, and we never make a little bit of money. But now some make money now, you know, something like that. But I come try and call up everybody, I want to make something now. Odessa, I make a little bit of money, you know. I mean, I'm not even money for my bus, yeah, my bus fare. Not even take bus and take train in a foreign. Because mm-hmm. I was living in France when my career started off. And I was jumping turnstiles, right? Couldn't even take bus and train. Me no know how me find money for go buy a plane ticket for come yard. Me say, me no know how me find about me find it.
He might have thought it was, what season could it be? Could it be a mango season or a guinea season?
Me no business. Me just want to go home. And me no know how me find the money. Me find the money. I get come on plane. I come on my family. And it's funny too. Come on family at the time. Things say, rich. So I'm come now. They're like, no, Stacey can't stay. So no, she can't stay here. We go have a family up in a bush. Some of my family, we up in a bush. My auntie, God bless her soul. She dead now. She was dead the other day, recently. Not the other day. But God bless Miss Mama's soul. Miss Mama, you know, she cooks. She doesn't even have a stove. Every time I get her one foreign stove, she fling it in the backyard. She don't want a stove.
The food is sweet.
She squat up and eat, you know. Squat and I cook. I know my cook's not sick run dog. Sick run dog. I don't believe for me. I might think that, right? We say, I go right up on Miss Mama. I say, I this me I go. Miss Gina me I go. Me I go right up on country with them. No, sir, Stacey can't say. No, sir, Stacey, you see them a kind of life. I don't know what. Me used to it. Just
from them, I cook me good.
Yeah, I say, me the business. Yes, don't worry about me, I'll stay or whatever, RC. I won't stay away. Just make sure we're good. As long as the port now going there, sorry.
Tell us about fashion, like, and Black Lives. Black Lives Matter is so important right now. So much racism and certain things that are going on, that's been going on in fashion, but it's now being opened up because of Black Lives. How do you feel about the movement? It's been like certain little changes, like Vogue, people are now calling out Anna Wintour for not hiring enough editors, for not hiring, only God bless our boy Edward in London, but there's not enough Edwards. We need more Edwards. We need more writers. We need more of those people who are going to be doing it for the culture and promoting us as a set of people that everybody's inspired from Black culture, basically. The whole of fashion is inspired by Black culture. But how do you feel about the movement and how the changes and what changes do you want to be seen in fashion right now?
All right. Okay, so just real quick, off the record, real quick, when it comes to that movement, don't want to get into that one too much, but I'll tell you my perspective as to how I feel about us Black people and where we're doing and all that, you know, what can be done. Yeah, what can be done better?
So what can be done
I'll talk about that.
So what can be done in fashion that you want to see being moved forward for Black people?
I think it's very important for the businesses, especially the brands, to hire more of us, right? Of course, I mean, they don't. Okay, it took like whatever happened recently for them to say, okay, let's hire, you know, more Black people. Mm-hmm. But it shouldn't have gone to that lens. You know what I'm saying?
The only one we have is Edward.
Yeah, but it shouldn't have gone to that lens because there's times when I've gone on shoots, a lot of shoots, and there's no hairdresser that could do my hair, mm-hmm. right? And the hairdresser that they get is definitely not a Black person. Mm-hmm. And they don't understand black hair. Even if they're not a Black person, but you don't know how to deal with black hair. Right? But I think it's really important for the brands, mm-hmm. right, to really put on more of us, mm-hmm. right? Because we do, first of all, we are the ones that are spending the majority of the money, right, giving your brand, you know, all them, you know, dollars mm-hmm. and making all them millions mm-hmm. and billions, mm-hmm. right? That's number one, right? Also, creatively wise, mm-hmm. hello?
We need more black photographers.
We need more black makeup artists, mm-hmm. hairstylists, mm-hmm. right? Behind editors,
fashion editors,
yeah. writers, mm-hmm. right? Whatever. But we definitely need more of that. You know, it's a bigger thing with what's really going on mm-hmm. as to why that mm-hmm. happens. I know when I first started out with modeling, right? Mm-hmm. There used to be only like one, maybe two Black girls, maybe two, okay, in magazines. Oh yes, if you see one, we would be lucky to see one girl mm-hmm. in the magazines, mm-hmm. all right. And the reason why was because they said that they can't have too much of us because then it would look, you know, it would look like it would take away from the magazine or look a certain way. Oh yeah. And there's even certain times, like certain months. Like, they'll put a Black girl on a cover. No, not certain months. 1 month out of the year. I think it's August, which is the least...
Where the sales
are. The sales. It's the least sales or something like that. I found that out. That was when I was first starting out, right? There's only, like, one space for us, right? For one girl or one guy, right? So what happens is, because of that, a lot of the Black girls and Black models would, like, we pretty much turn against each other because we start becoming competitive with one another, trying to vie for that
the
one
real
spot.
Systematic racism starts within it.
Right? So
divide and conquer.
Right.
Yeah.
So that started like that, right? Before this whole situation, before, you know,
the movement
George
happened.
Came along and the movement mm-hmm. came along and all of that, I did notice there was a big change in terms of, I started seeing a lot more Black girls in mm-hmm. magazines. Mm-hmm. And I'm sure you have too. Mm-hmm. And Black guys and brothers mm-hmm. and sisters in my big time. But where we make our money is advertorial campaigns, mm-hmm. right? Mm-hmm. So what you guys need to know is in editorials, mm-hmm. we don't make no money. Models don't make money in editorial campaigns, right? That's just for press. That's just to get us our faces out there, mm-hmm. right? For us to get the advertorial campaigns and the big jobs that pay. Right. So even then, too, when I first started out, you never seen a Black girl and Black guy. No. Fendi campaign, mm-hmm. Gucci campaign mm-hmm. and all
apart
that
from
good
home
stuff.
Girl, our right? sister.
Like Nadine did Gucci. And she was the only
one.
She was the first one and the only one.
Like, I haven't seen since.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep. You don't see Louis Vuitton. But like as of lately, right before the movement, mm-hmm. I started seeing a big change. Right. In terms of a lot more Black models in
these
advertorial campaigns, which is great,
yeah,
right? Okay, that's great. So they definitely there's been a change, right? There's makeup that I still think that there needs to be more behind the scenes. I still think that there needs to be more fashion editors, right? Black fashion editors, makeup artists, hairstylists. I think that
and the cosmetics company,
all of that.
But the cosmetics business is also a big money business where you don't see as much, like even when they put a token Black girl in there, like in the ad campaign.
Yeah.
She's not ending it. She's not the first face and she's not the last face that you see.
Yeah.
She's the one in the middle that's just a flashback, like, oh, let me just fling her in. When I look at the other, like Maybelline or the other top companies, you know what I mean? you are now like an ambassador for Mac.
I just did a Mac campaign.
So how was that with them?
But the thing is
you?
Also they did it was a campaign where it was like diversity on different lengths. Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
Right. So yes, there was me, another girl, there was an albino girl with dreads. You wow. saw her? Yeah.
She's gorgeous.
Gorgeous. I can't forget her name. Such a beauty. Sweetheart to me. You know, and then there's a just different types of people. Mm-hmm.
But
right?
they need to do more. That's just not is, diversity.
Yeah, but this is my thing. Okay, what's going on now with the models, mm-hmm. right? When it comes to like, there's a lot more models on the forefront, but I hope it's not a trend.
No, it can't be a trend. And we can't.
Because usually it's a trend when they use a lot of black models. Usually it's a trend for a couple of seasons. Or women of color. Men of color.
Yeah.
It's usually for a certain amount of seasons mm-hmm. or a certain season, right? It's been ongoing now for a couple of seasons now, which is great. Mm-hmm. So I'm watching it to see how, you know. Mm-hmm. But we definitely need more of our people behind the scenes. Like, not
making
just behind
those
the scenes,
decisions.
Because we're the ones who's, we're the ones who make the models. Mm-hmm. And put, you know, even the clothing. Like, we have so many amazing fashion designers.
What's his name that you right? introduced me to? Carbito. Is it Carbito? I can't remember his name again.
Fashion designer?
Yeah.
Which one?
You put me onto him and told me to follow this guy on Twitter. And I can't, not on Instagram. And I can't remember his name again.
Oh, Pierre Moss.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was,
He's so radical as well and killing it.
Yes. Yeah.
Ugh. You know, love him.
But we need like more
of those
black fashion designers. Yeah. Because, I mean, we have mad style.
We are style.
And we are exactly.
We are swag. We are style.
Exactly.
And
we are style.
Inspire you.
We are style. Exactly. And what I will say to as well to about our people, we need to work together. Right? Because
a lot more collaborations.
Not even just collaborations. We need to build with each other. Right? You notice all of the other races, them have their own thing going on. China didn't work together.
Indians
didn't work together. Mm-hmm. Right? Jewish people don't work mm-hmm. together. Right? Even when they don't like each other. They might work together, mm-hmm. right? And they might build together. Mm-hmm. And they're building where they have, like, where everybody can eat mm-hmm. and live and all of that, right? We need to do that as a people. We need to do that as a people.
Well, I think we are now seeing this a lot more because we have, in terms of black economy, because, again, it was the whole divide and conquer situation with us as black people. And now we have to start buying black, owning black, owning certain things that are like supermarkets, owning our own cosmetics,
exactly. yeah.
buying from our own people.
And also we need to get in a position as well to where it's like things like what happened to George and all our brothers and sisters, mm-hmm. right? Those killings and all of them things. We need to get in a position where them things can't happen so easy like that and then get away with it. Or it can't happen where they get away with it. We need to be in a position
I think the movement is really moving.
I think because even what I'm seeing too, which is pissing me off for one reason and I can talk about it, it's pissing me off. Listen, we're not having a time for a dance. Dancing never get to it.
We're more scientists.
Right?
We need to.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. We need to like work with each other, build a community, build our communities, build up ourselves where we have that, like, you know, those, you know, we know our rights and we know how to, you know, make sure certain things are in place mm-hmm. where, you know, like people don't, you know, other people can't come in and just, you know, do whatever they feel like and treat us any which way and do whatever they want with us and get away with it. Mm-hmm. Right? Right? So we need to do that, right? Like this dancing up thing or whatever, like someone missing one.
Challenges.
Right?
Stop the challenges and challenge yourself to
But dance, what do you call it? Yeah, protest on a dance. I step on a dance and I cock a button. And
I've seen
button
that.
And
I saw
no, it's been a lot of that going on. Yeah. It's like, where's that going to get us?
You always have a few poses, but what we shouldn't be doing is promoting those imposters and those poses that's within what we're trying to do. Stop promoting them. I don't see those things on my timeline. I'm poof, be gone.
What happened?
I don't see those people on my timeline. I ignore those.
Oh, okay.
I ignore those and I focus on what the matter is at hand for.
Let me tell you something. We need to think about this too. Like, okay, a certain type of people, right? Mm-hmm. One major thing happened to them, which is a bad thing. And look, and up to this day, them still live off of them money that I'm going to get from that. Think about that. What we are doing? We are dancing in the street. No, for real though. No, one major thing happened to a certain type of people, a certain group of people. You know what we're talking about, right? One thing happened to them, which was very bad and very major, right? And what did they do? They made sure they set up themselves, right? Where they are getting paid for, like you can't do nothing to them people there. Nobody can do anything to them people and get over it. And them are getting money for life for the one thing happened for how long ago, from how long ago, right? Them are live. Right? Them I live, them children I live, them great grandchildren, them grandchildren I live, them great great grandchildren I live, onward for life, them set for life. What we are doing?
Yeah.
No, seriously though, Odas, what we are reason, what we are doing? We are protests? Okay, we're protesting. What is that? And then what now?
Protests, well, the protests have made movement and has made changes. What is the movement?
Yeah, but
protests made change because if without the protests, certain things in for civil rights and things for action would not be happening if people were not in the streets protesting now. And the thing is that the media hides certain protests that have been continuing and things that have been continuing going on. They're not showing us. It's not happening. Mm-hmm. Revolution is not going to be televised. It's on social media.
Okay.
That's where it's at.
So are we getting compensated? Our communities are getting compensated?
That things are going to take time. It's just like JPS trying to compensate us right now in Jamaica. We're not even. But you know what? We're going to have to end this.
Because it's about to go totally.
I'm ready to go. Fire.
Blaze fire by JPS
right now.
Right? No, Blaze fire. No.
Blaze the fire by JPS.
But like, we really, you know, like, I love my people and I mean, we love our people and we want our people to prosper and to like have.
But the only way we're going to prosper, Stacey, is if we start supporting each other.
Right.
Educating each other, uplifting each other. It starts with the economy. If we are not looking just like the Chinese and the Indians and the Jews, they look after each other within their economy.
Yep, exactly.
That's the only way it's going to move forward.
Exactly.
For
and
us.
That's what I was saying. Yeah. That's what we need to
that's
do.
That's the only way that's it's going to move forward for us.
So this shaking up our butt in our place and them things only need to chill out. Do that after we get the big fat, you know, $1 trillion check them for each of our communities or whatever, to build up our communities and our people.
Stacey is fire. Anyway, Stace, thank you so much for coming in.
You're welcome.
Thank you so much for coming in.
Thank you for having me.
All right, guys, this is Reasoning Without Alcohol because it's early in the morning that we did this. Reasonings with Odessa.
And I shall tell. Because we're not drinking, I shouldn't be upset.
We're going to drink later anyway. We're gonna have these afternoon cocktails now. We're going to have afternoon cocktails. Reasons with Odessa with Stacey McKenzie. We out.
Peace.
All right, guys, that was just an amazing interview. Boy, you literally, we were actually crying at one point. Like the tour, we are cry. And if you guys, I know you love the audio as much as I do, but if you want to actually see it, don't forget to go over to OAccess Jamaica's YouTube channel so that you can view it all. All right. So I'm about to leave now because I'm hungry. So linkage laters, guys. Peace. This episode is sponsored by Blue Moho Capital. Reasonings with Odessa is brought to you by OAccess Media and Ideas Evolution.
Hey there, ever thought about what makes your heart beat a little faster?
Oh, you mean like when you discover a new track that just speaks to you?
Yeah, or finding a movie that you can't stop thinking about? Well, get ready to feel that excitement all over again because Amazon Prime is here to take your entertainment and shopping experience to the next level.
Absolutely. Prime isn't just about getting your packages quicker. It's about diving into a world of endless possibilities, from the latest releases to exclusive content you won't find anywhere else.
And don't even get me started on the music. Prime offers concert specials that will transport you right to the front room. It's like being at the hottest gigs without leaving your living room.
I use Prime to tap in with some of my favorite artists' live shows from any and every genre of music.
Trust me, Prime is a game changer. It's like having a personalized superstore and entertainment hub right at your fingertips.
So why wait? Head over to amazon.com/prime and start experiencing entertainment like never before.